It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
The first poem today is by poet Lisa Rhodes, "The Cadillac as a Universal Symbol of Joy." Lisa Rhodes received her BA from Louisiana State University and her MFA from Columbia University. She lives on Staten Island with her husband and two children. This is a poem from Improbable Worlds, an anthology of Texas and Louisiana poets, edited by Martha Surpass. "The Cadillac as a Universal Symbol of Joy." It has an epigraph by Mark Doty. "What did you think? That joy was some slight thing? Think about your Uncle Manny. How hard that poor bastard worked. Doing what? Selling shoes or insurance? Building extensions on other folks' homes? And then think silver 1980 Eldorado with plush burgundy interior, chrome rims, wood grain, swirling and sexy. Watch him turn into the lodge parking lot, feeling he's arrived." And of Earl avoiding an argument with Laura, rubbing the white walls of a white Seville with a small rag, hunched over, needing something that shines to his touch so that he can work into perfection his only pearl. And then go ahead and slide across the bench seat toward Annie in her 72 red Fleetwood with the vinyl top down. Drive up Richmond Terrace to Ralph's for Italian ices. This car's big enough to hold everything you've dreamed of. A girl who loves you, the sweet ooze of summer, New York on the horizon, and your whole life just as possible. Get in while the weather holds and drive like the time you first heard Aretha. Leave the top down. Turn the volume up loud. The second poem today is by Dara Weir, who was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and raised on the river south of New Orleans in Naomi in Plaquemines Parish. Dara Weir is on the faculty at University of Massachusetts, Amherst. Dara Weir, Advice from the Gods. When the phone rang, I was in the early stages of waiting to see if anaphylactic seizure, drop in blood pressure, coma, and death were to set in after having been just swarmed by a colony of bees so angry and hell-bent on stinging me. I believe before I stood under a shower for a while, they continued to sting. I most likely received 10,000 stings from the crown of my skull to my toes. It was summer. I was dressed lightly so the bees had plenty room to move. My son, who happened to be home that day, felt my terror and alarm with me, wanted time to pass and nothing to get worse. It seemed bad enough. The voice on the phone came from so far away it might have been eternity. I listened while he asked about us and told about him and wished we were together soon. I calculated that I had about 15 or 20 minutes to go before knowing if I would be needing emergency medical attention. Talking somewhat idly with my friend who knew nothing of my situation seemed to me the most calm way to pass time. When we'd mentioned other friends and the lives of our children and plans for travel and where we stood in the midst of our various books, a good 20 minutes had passed. And while I was swelling with alarmingly huge welts everywhere I could see, I wasn't short of breath. I didn't have shallow breathing. I felt no accelerated heart rate. I was not dizzy. Apparently, I was not allergic to those 10,000 bees' venom. So I told my friend what had just happened. Alarmed, he went into high gear. He said he knew what I must do. I must get a good quart or better, yet a gallon of honey, and pour it all over my skin, slather it everywhere, and stay that way for 24 hours. Such a practical man, a real romantic poet.